Hey, 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 let's make a podcast today. I'm Steve.
I'm Brian the Beast Townsend.
And I'm just Steve, the other one.
And we'll take you home tonight.
Ooh, that was good.
Guys, I feel rudderless without our...
That was a fresh open.
Our dear captain.
It is true. This may be the... Is this the first podcast, the Game Time Bro podcast, that we have not used Keith as the head honcho?
Yeah, and it might be the last podcast we ever make.
Yep, I think we're going to be kicked out of Game Time Bro.
I agree. There's this aura of calmness and, like, focus. that's in this room without Keith.
I know that you, Steve, did the open, but I'm sitting in the man's
You're driving.
Chair.
Yeah.
I'm driving. You're the driving ship right now.
Keith usually does it all. We had to divvy up these duties.
I know. Yeah. And I feel really powerful.
So none of us have an agenda prepared.
Nope.
We're probably not going to go more than 20, 25 minutes.
No, this is the podcast to listen to if you want a quick podcast.
This is our mini-sode.
Keith is actually at the grocery store, and he said, have a podcast done by the time I get back. So here's what we got today, folks. We got the two Steves in the B-Town, the Beast.
Hi.
And we're gonna talk a little Marvel. Is that right?
Yeah. Do we want to just jump right into that?
We could jump right into that.
We saw Civil War.
Doing? Kevin and I usually start our podcast with how you doing today? What's going on?
You know, I'm a little sore. I've been digging ditches.
Nice.
Digging a big hole in my backyard. I'm gonna fill with bricks and shit. And maybe sit on it eventually in some nice chairs and be like, hey, I'm glad I did this.
Yeah.
But well, I'm a long way from that.
That's
so.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a delicious spinach, feta, and bacon omelet this morning.
Nice.
Around 7 a.m. Then I went back to bed until around 11, and then I came here.
I kind of just woke up and came here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. So no whole digging for us, but.
There we go. See, this is also foreign for me as being in two podcasts, because I'm the co-guy in the other podcast too.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm usually the sheep, and the other guys are the shepherds.
Yeah.
Now I'm the shepherd. And it's weird.
And we don't have our sheffer.
Oh.
We have our sheffer to chef us along.
Nice. That was good.
So Keith's buying us bread.
We are waiting for Stevie Trash Can to bring
the
us...
Franchise.
Stevie Franchise Trash Can Catbox McGee.
Every day he earns a new nickname. So don't even try to
keep up. And he can carry them all.
He earns every single one.
He is absolutely the Trash Can, the Catbox, the Franchise.
He's all of them.
All those things.
So we are... waiting for a few others, or just Stevie, but we are here.
And then we're gonna mount
a
down
podcast
some,
in
some steak sandwiches
for four steak sandwiches because the ladies are all away at Danielle's baby shower today.
Mm.
So now the men are all here doing man stuff.
Oh, she doesn't look pregnant.
She looks
fantastic.
It's a good call.
So yeah, Civil War.
I was expecting a pop in there from somebody.
Nope.
See, without Keith,
we're just gonna let that sit.
So we got our day out of the way. So now we could just talk about we briefly mentioned doing Marvel before this, and I think that's the plan that we should go with.
Yeah.
Keith probably wants an Uncharted 4 podcast, but
none of us have played it.
I just played it for the first time. You didn't play it though.
You played a demo. You demoed it.
I did play a demo.
Yeah.
It was great.
It looked great.
It was awesome.
Oh yeah.
But we'll get into that when Keith is here, because he's gonna have hot takes over.
Is he
hot
gonna
takes
make us all play it before we pod that?
Of course.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's still
I do like
to...
the idea of having all of us buy a PS4. And then just telling our significant others, oh, Keith's just letting me borrow it.
Yeah, this
that
is
was
Keith.
Genius.
Well, now that you spoiled it on the podcast, Steve, we can't do that.
Shit.
They're all going to hear it because
no,
they
nobody,
all listen to
wait,
the podcast.
They, I was going to say, nobody, none of them are part of this audience that we have. It's me and it's Mikey.
I listen.
Yeah.
Not even Mikey.
All right.
Not even Mikey.
All right.
Anyway, let's get into what we're going to discuss today, which is something that we have all seen recently because it just came out in theaters. Marvel Civil War, Captain America Civil War.
Mm-mm-mm.
What do we think?
I dug it.
Yeah, it's good. It felt more like an Avengers movie than the last Avengers movie.
It did.
Yes.
It did.
It was the sequel
really
Avengers
did.
Needed.
Yes. Not that one we deserve.
So I really enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed most things that Marvel puts on the screen I like. Like, I liked the X-Men movies back in the day, even though they weren't great. But I still enjoyed them. But like, I still get up.
It doesn't get better.
I know.
I haven't seen an X-Men since like X-Men 3.
Yeah, so I liked the younger generation X-Men. That was cool. Days of Futures Past was awesome. I liked that one a lot. Apparently, the new X-Men Apocalypse not looked good.
Mixed reviews.
Comes out on my birthday, so that's exciting.
There you go.
So I'll probably still see it.
Yeah, why not?
But this one, I kind of quickly went through the Captain America.
Because you hadn't seen it before.
Because I hadn't seen, I saw Winter Soldier a week ago with you, Stan. And
yeah, and I fell asleep hard.
And you fell asleep hard. So that's why I want to hear. I wanted to hear you. I knew you were gonna like it. Yeah, like you're a Marvel guy. You and B-Sheep are the Marvel guys.
Yeah.
So my issue, and I watch a lot of movies. I watch too many movies. There's just it seems like once you've seen one of these Marvel movies, you've kind of seen them all, and that's not necessarily true for all the big ones like the Avengers where they all come together.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Civil War, you guys are right. It felt like an Avengers movie.
It did.
There's no Hulk and no Thor, but other than that, I think the whole crew's there. No Samuel L. Jackson either, but whatever.
Because whoever had the Hulk would win, like, on that.
Right. Yeah, it's he's an unfair, yeah.
Apparently the Hulk and Thor are Thor's obviously going to be in his new movie, Ragnarok. But apparently the Hulk is going to make an appearance in that, from what I heard.
Oh. Nice.
So that's how they're kind of going to tie
Hulk
them back in.
Hulk in space.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And that's how they're going to tie them back into the Avengers Infinity War timeline. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. The Russo brothers actually said how Infinity Wars wasn't a really good name for the title, so they're planning to change the title.
Really?
It's not going to be Infinity Wars 1 and Infinity Wars 2. It's just going to be something and then something else.
Okay.
They've said they're like two different movies. It's not two parts of one movie, so they...
But it's still the same Infinity War.
Yeah.
Are the Guardians of the Galaxy going to be in Infinity Wars?
I think everybody that we've seen so far.
That's too much.
I think because this might be like the closing of a big chapter. They might get a reboot after this.
You might be right.
Downey's getting old.
Downey's old as shit.
It's true.
More junior, more like a senior.
Hey.
Boom.
But he still looks great.
He does.
He looks good.
He looks like the quintessential Tony Stark.
But I did hear rumors too that Infinity Wars is going to have not only most Marvel characters that we've seen on movie screen, we've seen like all the ones in
TV shows,
the Netflix series.
You think they're gonna cross over? Like Jessica Jones is gonna be in Infinity Wars?
I've heard Luke Cage, Daredevil, like
so much.
The Defenders, the Avengers.
Yeah, apparently, I also saw the other day that the Jessica Jones season 2 is going to be a big like lead up to the Defenders series on Netflix.
As it should, yeah.
Which is gonna be cool. Whatever article I was reading about that said that. They're like, yeah, Jessica Jones season 1 wasn't good. And I was like, I liked it a lot.
Where do the X-Men fit into the Civil War storyline?
So I'm going to push my glasses down to my nose and then push them up with my finger.
Oh, man, that was good. Well, actually?
So X-Men because
they've been, like, hunted
separated.
By the government for, you know,
they're
millennia.
Separated. They're separated completely from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Do they coexist? I know they're like 20th Century Fox and not.
But even with 20th Century Fox, they have to look at it. Like, it's a completely different universe. Okay. In those X-Men movies, there is no other superhero. Apparently.
Interesting. Okay. Good to know.
There's no X-Men. So
today I learned.
Good stories that come out of the X-Men.
The first crossover was the Deadpool in Deadpool, right?
What?
Between Deadpool and, like, he goes to...
Deadpool was part of the X-Men package.
Yeah, he
that's
was.
True. That's
Century
true.
20th Century Fox acquired.
He's technically a mutant, so he technically
owns
the Fox umbrella.
That's fair.
So,
sorry.
It is a bummer to see that X-Men is a franchise that I love the most.
Mm-hmm. As the Beast, Townsend.
That's why, you know... That,
yeah.
But...
yeah, we should have talked about that. Who would I have been? Human Torch?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Redhead?
We'll figure that out. That's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
What superheroes could we play on the movies? Mm. But I've noticed that they're actually using the good storylines from the X-Men. They're just taking out X-Men and mutants and replacing them with Inhumans.
Okay.
Which is another thing. And every time that happens on a Shield or something, I'm like, oh, but that was an X-Men storyline. Don't take that away from me.
Bummer.
But
like Agents of Shield, the TV show.
Okay. They're dealing with these. Just called Inhumans, which are just like alternate people.
I heard they canceled Agent Carter.
They did cancel.
Damn, I thought it was received well.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was sassy and I thought it was fun. I thought it was a really good show. I actually liked it a little bit more than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It showed like what happens when you've got like weird powers in the 40s and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember in Captain America when Captain America.
Wait, are we spoiling anything?
Oh, maybe.
All right.
Hashtag spoiler.
Hashtag spoilers.
Starting now.
Starting now.
Jump ahead
to... It's not really a big spoiler.
Timestamp 2452.
But when there's like some crazy weird like Carter lineage sex stuff going on.
Oh, when Captain America's like, the love of my life just died. But damn, her niece is banging.
Well, I tried to like be subtle about it, but if we're just gonna say, yeah, Agent Carter dies, and then he's like, "Yo, niece, you're hot."
Yep.
That's... Also, I'm 100, and I look like this.
Do you guys recognize the niece?
She's the chick from Revenge.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So Marissa was happy.
Yeah, she was
popped
in the
up.
She was in the first two Captain America movies.
Yes.
Was she really?
Yeah. I don't know. Was she in the first one?
That's Agent Carter, Agent 13, she's called.
Right. I knew she was in Winter Soldier, because that's the one we watched recently. You probably didn't remember that, Stan, because you fell asleep.
I fell
asleep
pretty hard.
I remembered that.
Yes. Guys, while we're spoiling the movie,
yes.
What is the deal when Ant-Man gets big? Because when Ant-Man gets small, he retains all of his normal strength. But when he gets big, he suddenly has superhuman strength. What happened there?
So that is an old fact on how that is a movie. There's no real science behind Ant-Man.
Okay, that's good.
That's a call
this
to...
This has kept me up at night.
For years, Ant-Man had different names. Yellow Jacket, Goliath, oh. Giant Man.
Giant Man is what he turned
into.
Yeah. Airport.
So it just is a natural progress of... They teased it with him like getting really, really small in the Ant-Man movie and then coming really, really big.
Yep.
Fun fact, that actually was spoiled for me months before the movie came out by a leaked Lego set where they showed a giant-sized Ant-Man holding like... Black Panther.
Come on, Lego.
I'm like, Lego, you dropped
that
ball.
Airport
get
scene.
Get your
was
shit together.
Sweet.
No, yeah.
That was a cool scene.
Can we shame time bro Lego?
Yeah.
If Keith was here, he would shame time bro Lego for that.
Do we have like a
It's true, he
a
loves
sound,
Lego.
Okay, we're gonna cut in the shame time bro sound right.
Shame time bro.
That's the one right there. And Lego, you know, you have to be better about this. Come on.
Oh, that's right. That's a big
climax of both the character and of the movie.
Right? Yep.
Did you guys see what Entertainment Weekly almost spoiled?
No.
Well, I'm just going to hard cut right. We all watch Game of Thrones here?
No.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
I don't think he cares, though.
All right.
Right, BD? You ever going to watch it?
Front page, Entertainment Weekly, like 2 days after episode two.
Oathkeeper is... episode two. I see episode two.
It says, Jon Snow lives! And it's Kit Harington on the cover, like you done this whole piece with them. Like, come
God
on, what are you guys doing? What if someone had waited 2 days to watch this, or
just 2 days
away on business?
Did you see?
Was that a funeral because a loved one died?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Entertainment Weekly.
Come on. Did you see Kit Harington on Jimmy Fallon? I forget how long ago it was, but it was like a clip that I saw the other day, and it was him talking about how he was like driving home from his parents' house one night. I think it was when they first started filming Game of Thrones, and he was like speeding, and he was saying it in like, you know, his funny British accent, and he was like, oh, I was going away and I was being a little naughty and I was speeding down the road and I got pulled over, and the officer comes over and he does the normal stuff, and he's like, all right, and he kind of notices who I am, and he says something like, he's like, all right, you know where you're going fast? He's like, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had to get home. And he was like, all right. And apparently he takes his license registration, comes back, and he hands it back to him, and he says, you can go, Lord Commander. That's it. Let's him go.
Wow.
I do.
Right?
So, yeah, I've never been...
Such privilege these celebrities have.
That's
I'm not really super interested in Game of Thrones. I'm not heavily into the violence, and Kayla's not heavily into the sex, which, more or less, that's all
the
it
Venn
is.
Diagram, yeah.
Yeah.
That show.
Yeah, it's nice. That's where the cleavage
there,
of the
there
Venn
might
diagram
be
is.
Ooh, nice.
10% of that show that you could both enjoy then.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
true.
But what I love about it is it's bringing high fantasy like into like in front of Entertainment mm-hmm. Weekly.
Yeah.
It's
true.
Shares that Jon Snow's alive.
It's true.
Spoilers.
People that like shouldn't be into high fantasy shit are.
Yeah.
Because of Game of Thrones.
It's excellent.
I think it's good for the genre.
It's very good for the genre.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, while we're talking high fantasy, what have you been playing lately?
Ooh.
We usually start there, but without Keith, we didn't.
Lately,
but there was discussion before we started about how we could finally talk about Radiant Historia because Keith wasn't hosting. This is a game from like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know if we could do
that because I literally
don't remember the game.
I don't
either.
Radiant
Historia is an obscure DS game for those.
Was it Atlas?
Atlas did publish it.
Of course it was Atlas. It was B-Town. B-Town
all right.
And...
Also,
it was
a JRPG,
it was,
and it wasn't Square Enix.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was just going to be a Chrono Trigger knockoff, so they didn't really pick it up, but I think it did time travel really good.
I
there's a lot of pivotal moments to revisit. I couldn't tell you a
thing about it right now, but I remember at the time I definitely enjoyed it.
It was good. I liked it. It was just, you know, had an interesting combat mechanic, a grid-based mechanic, and you're pulling and pushing. And yeah, it was nice.
So I've been playing Bravely Second. I was still playing it last time we did this podcast. Yep. Still playing it. It's a long game. I'm going at a Stevie's pace.
Nice. I appreciate that.
Yeah, doing all the side quests. I got to collect all these job asterisks. Just got to get my team ready to really have a high flexibility, a high versatility when it's time to face the final boss. Maybe I'll have to face him four times. I don't know. That was Bravely Default.
Yep.
But yeah, that's what I've been playing.
So I've been playing the, as always, it's the Destiny of the Townsend household, but Splatoon.
It's the Destiny of Nintendo.
We almost made it through a podcast without referencing Destiny.
I know, right?
Keith isn't here.
So I've been playing Splatoon. This weekend was the Splatfest Fancy versus Costume Party. I picked Team Fancy. I actually checked results. I am pretty fancy. I've also been playing Shadowrun, the game from Steam. I've never wanted to play Shadowrun, the actual tabletop role-playing game, because it is just complex, like overly complex. But the actual game, it's not bad. It's a fun little it's an RPG, just romp around the futuristic Seattle.
Guys, I hate to cut you off there, but we've just been joined by a special guest.
Oh,
it's Sweeney. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Sweeney.
Not much. I was just doing some grocery shopping, and I figured I'd stop by.
Nice. Awesome. Oh, thanks. Did you see us, in the window of our studio? Just walking by? And
yeah, I saw you guys doing a podcast.
Yeah.
It's time to join in.
Hey. Cool. Sweeney, how you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Good.
I'm doing real good.
Sweeney, what are you playing right now?
We're just discussing what we're playing. We're doing a little backwards because we're kind of like a ship without a rudder.
We first wanted to spoil, you know, the Marvel movies, but now that those have been spoiled.
I'm glad I wasn't there for that.
Yeah. We did it for you.
Made sense.
So there's games I'm playing, but there's another game that I just beat that I want to talk about.
Okay. Let's hear it.
It's a game called The Witness, and I've told you guys all to play.
The Witness,
and
that's
none of you
right.
Have.
You have told me to play.
Wait, it's beatable?
It's beatable. Oh, and it's very fun. I liked it
DS?
A lot. No, it's PC and PS4.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Another reason to get a PS4.
That's a big limiting factor in why no one is playing it.
PC as in Steam.
Yes, it's on Steam.
Cool.
Yeah. That's where I played it.
Cool.
And it's Jonathan Blow, the guy who made Braid, so it's like really smart puzzles like that.
Tremendous.
A lot of tough stuff that once you finally get through it, it's like, oh, I feel so smart for having figured that out.
Cool.
And so it's kind of like Myst, where you're running around exploring this island, and there's puzzles everywhere, but all of them follow the same pattern because they're all just drawing lines on a grid and figuring out how to get from one end to the other.
Okay.
And following the rules.
Was it
that,
like mazes or?
Kind of like mazes, but on the grids, there'll be like these random icons and you don't really know what they are. So you kind of have to figure it out as you go. And it'll start off with these easy ones and then it'll ramp up in difficulty and you kind of get through different types of puzzles and it's fun. I liked it a lot.
Cool.
Nice.
I'll have to check that out.
Yes.
What have you been playing, Steve?
I just beat Uncharted 2.
Ooh. Dun, 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 dun,
2007 called?
Nine.
No, I was going to say nine.
Yeah, 2009 called.
I have a PS3.
They wanted to congratulate on beating Uncharted 2.
So, same with all my other games.
I play a lot of old games.
Yeah, right?
We just
beat it real
fast,
though.
We brought up Radiant Historia about 5 minutes ago.
I did. Yeah, we did talk about Radiant Historia. I beat it. I was very excited. I mean, Uncharted games are not very involved in terms of like side questing and stuff like that. It's kind of
not a lot of exploration to do. A
lot of exploration, right? But so I was very happy. I texted Keith. I said, Keith, I beat Uncharted 2, 13 hours. Compared to he gives me so much crap, and I get so much crap on this podcast for
really
playing my games for like 8 hours.
Certainly so.
And I'm not disagreeing with you guys, but. I was very happy. And of course, the first thing Keith comes back with is national average is 10.5. And then I felt defeated again.
Well, as long as you beat it.
But I beat it. It was excellent.
Have you started 3 yet?
No, I have to buy it. I will buy that. And then
it's probably like $7.
I think it's $6 or $7. So and Uncharted 2 is $2, which is great.
Wow.
Nice. So I'll buy that. I'll play that again. But still playing Fire Emblem. I've been very bad about keeping up with it. I'm kind of stuck on a level and trying to find different ways to beat it. And I've kind of need to sit down for an hour to beat the level, and I just haven't had that Stevie's pace again. We're back to Stevie's pace.
I do have a suggestion for a Fire Emblem. Just bring it down. Just
turn permadeath.
I also want to make a.
You play the goddamn MLB The Show on easy, super
yeah.
baby.
Yeah,
because
I wanted it to be easy. Ugh. I like the challenge in Fire Emblem.
Typical.
It's a different challenge.
Now, I do know that every time Fire Emblem's brought up, Stan, you actually bring up me and say that I play the easiest mode possible. No, I play the second to easiest mode.
Did I say that?
I think
yeah, probably did.
It was my characters don't come back right away or something like that.
Yep.
No, they stay dead. I also restart, but I also don't play it on the hardest mode.
That's fair.
Casual permadeath on, right? That's how you played B?
I played casual permadeath off when I played Awakening.
Yep.
It was so easy by the end.
It's pretty easy.
But I was cool with that.
Yeah. So that's what else? I think that's it. That's all I've really been playing. I have a bunch of mobile games that I'm playing. Mm. One of them's moving to Steam. Heaven Strike Rivals, which is made by Square Enix. I think I mentioned that
like
before.
Like Destiny, nobody's going to join you with that.
Yeah, probably not. But it's fun. Yeah. It's grid-based, so like kind of card-based, like Hearthstone and Magic, kind of, even though they're guys that you put on the board and not cards themselves. But like they each cost a certain number of points that you have to spend, and you get points back each turn to spend it on playing guys on your little grid map.
Is this the one on your phone that you're always playing?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I have
and
two games.
And does it cost money to play it?
Nope.
Then I will join.
Ah, Sweeney!
Really nice.
Yes.
It's coming to Steam.
Never mind, my phone is really old. I probably can't handle it.
Did you know that Uncharted 2 costs $2?
That's too much for me. Yes. All right.
No, so that's what I mean. The phone... A lot of people are steered away because their phone's not great and they don't think it can handle it, which is fair, but they're moving Heaven Strike Rivals to Steam this month, so soon.
Okay, then.
You have a Steam account, right?
I have a Steam account.
If you search Heaven Strike Rivals, you can add it, like, they'll email you when it's ready.
All right, let's
do
this.
It's free to play. It's fun. There is, like, pay-to-win modes, but you don't need to buy them.
Ah, yes.
You can collect, like, essentially
we could play and beat you. Senses, right?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I played it for a while, so like you just keep collecting guys and you can use them on your teams, and I have like 350 dudes that some of them I don't even use, some of them are really good, but you can amass a lot of different types of like you can amass priests and mages and fighters and shit. Even by not paying it. I haven't paid a dime.
Sounds like you got a lot of dudes. Why don't you lend me some? Send some of those dudes my way.
You might be able to do that. I'll try.
Give Sweeney your dudes.
When it comes on the Steam.
Send Sweeney your dudes.
Send your dudes.
Hashtag
send your dudes.
To Sweeney.
To Sweeney. Send the dudes to Sweeney.
Well, guys, we've been going for a long time now.
I think we've been
plotting for about 22 minutes.
It's true. This is about where we said it was
going
to end.
So we're all in agreement Civil War was good. I'm glad.
Yes.
It was pretty good.
I want to end it, even though maybe this is what we should have started with, because I guess you could talk about it for a while. But I mentioned it on the way down the stairs here to our studio.
To our studio.
The glass window.
High above,
high above
Madison Square Garden.
Very expensive studio.
Yeah, yeah. I read an article that the Captain America series, the three movies, were better than the Batman movies, the Christopher Nolan Batman movies.
I disagree.
What do we think?
And
disagree?
I agree.
You agree.
I do agree.
Okay.
Hey, look at Sheridan doing some reading.
Yeah.
I know.
That?
I sit in this chair.
Round of applause.
I can read more than three sentences.
Do you want to point and then I can counterpoint?
Sure. I fell asleep during the second Captain America movie.
Yeah, but you were also really tired, though.
Yeah, that's a good counterpoint. Okay. Point. Heath Ledger. Point.
All right. Okay. That was good.
That's
excellent.
Big point in Batman's favor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Batman, for me, was a good movie. I think Christopher Nolan, like, really, made it a good movie. But Batman is super serious and it takes itself very, very serious.
It really does.
Captain America, a little bit more lighthearted. And it's not all of it. It's not just a superhero movie because he's not the most superhero of them all. He is the most heroic of them all.
True.
So it's like the first one is like, hey, World War II adventure, and the other one was a spy thriller when they're hiding from the Winter Soldier, and the third one is like this almost Avengers-ish kind of movie where all these superheroes come together, and that one I think is the most superhero-ish of them all.
The third one was pretty good.
Yeah.
Those are good points. So my opinion is that it's hard to compare them because, for me, the two superhero movies or the two superhero franchises that have made me say, like, these are the best ones are the Batman series and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm. Oh.
But not to take away from Captain America or the Avengers or anything like that, they felt like superhero movies. And that is a category in its own. Like, you put, like, the third Captain America, it made me feel excited, like a kid again. Like, I was watching, like, all... It was, again, it was like the Avengers. It was like the Avengers 2 should have been.
It was fun. It was great. It didn't make sense.
It didn't make me... It didn't make me... As a movie, it didn't make me, like, feel anything outside of that. Guardians of the Galaxy almost made me cry at the end.
Yes. Really?
Yes, it did. And not that Batman almost made me cry, but it did take itself seriously. But there was just a lot more emotion in there. Mm-hmm. And as a movie, I think the Batman movies are better. I think as a superhero movie, the Captain America series.
All right.
What a nuanced take.
So one final question. Who'd win in a fight? Batman or Captain America?
Is this our hypothetical?
This is a good end.
I think no matter what, audiences would win.
Audience would win?
As long as Joss Whedon's at the helm.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Batman versus Captain America.
See, my vote...
What year is it?
The year is 2016.
Okay, so it's present day.
Present day.
Okay, Captain America is like 100 fucking years old.
Mm.
That looks great.
Yeah.
He does look great.
He's pretty good. You guys know he's dating Marcel the Shell?
In or outside of the movies?
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jenny, really? Jenny Slade.
Really?
Wait, Jenny Slade and Chris Evans?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Nice.
Right?
Imagine that's what everyone says
good
when they hear that.
Good for her. Oh,
wow.
Wait, how about that?
And good for him as well.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But Marcel Lachelle, Jenny Slade, is Mona Lisa Saperstein.
Money, please.
Yeah. Yeah,
so Chris Evans.
Give me money.
Chris Evans is dating Mona Lisa Saperstein.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's pretty good, right?
I also watched Scott Pilgrim the other night, and I forgot Chris Evans was in it. He was awesome.
He was awesome in that, too.
But... Do you have an answer for B-Town's hypothetical? We'll go around.
I've given my answer.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
So we just chimed in for a little bit.
That's all.
You know, Batman's got the gadgets, but you can't beat the super strength of Captain America. So I'm going to rebut my own take that Captain America's way too old. Because Batman's also old as fucking shit.
Right? He is.
He was around back when Captain America was around.
Mm-hmm.
Comics all started, like, 70 years ago.
Yeah.
True. All right. So you're saying Captain America?
I think so.
All right.
I think the Captain makes it happen.
I'm saying Batman.
Shocker.
Batman has... I'm not a big DC guy. I mostly learn all my comic book stuff through you and Brian Shepherd. Which one? Am I right? So I would still say Batman, considering Batman can defeat Superman, who is literally like...
Are you spoiling more movies?
Guess I don't have to go see that one.
Yowza.
No.
I chose not to see that movie, actually.
That's a good choice. So then it's Captain America or Superman. Superman is fucking stupidly overpowered, and Batman can still beat him. So I'm going to go with Batman.
And then I'm going to join in with my very controversial answer.
Okay.
Batman.
Whoa, Marvel guy.
Here's the reason why.
Marvel guy.
Here's the reason why. I think they're both, you know, one is just a rough and tough fighter, and the other one's like a ninja with a lot of gadgets and stuff like that. I think they're actually pretty squared away. But here's the thing. Batman is ruthless. And also, Steve Rogers' mother's name's Sarah, so there wouldn't be that whole Martha thing, and then he wouldn't give up. So he would just keep on going until he takes down Captain America.
True. Also, Captain America, as we saw in Civil War, is a little bit pigheadish in the sense... Nah, it's not really a great way to describe it.
But he's very stubborn. Only when your friend's made out of iron.
It's true.
It's true.
Bucky.
But he's very...
Brian.
Yeah, right?
Or Vision.
But he is very stubborn, and Bruce Wayne and Batman is definitely much more smarter and clever, I feel.
I think we can all agree with that.
Okay, yeah.
I would be
rooting for Captain America the entire time.
Yeah,
and then be heartbroken when he loses.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I think it sounds like our steak and Stevie Trashcan is here.
Yeah.
And we had a guest appearance by Sweeney. Thanks so much for
stopping
by. Sweeney,
thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's no problem. I got to get back to my groceries, though.
Oh, yes, all right. Yes.
All right, we'll see you later.
Hey, have a good one.
Please close the door.
Bye. Oh, there's Sweeney leaving the studio. He's waving to us through our glass, really nice glass window.
Oh, my God, the bus.
Oh, no, not the bus. Oh, Sweeney. Oh, okay. Well, that's a very depressing way to end. Sweeney, you know, getting hit by a bus. But anyway, do you want to say, you mean you opened up. Do you want to send us off?
I forget how.
Yeah, oh, man.
So long, folks.
I'm Stevie.
I'm Brian.
I'm Sweeney.
Hey, he's back.
Oh, Sweeney's back. Oh, thank God. We were so worried.
Oh, God. Just end this.
And I'm Steve.
All right.
And may all... Fellas, yeah.